Welcome to Necessary Conversations with Daryl M. Taliaferro. Conversations that are real, raw, and relevant. Let's get the conversation started now.
Hey, welcome to Necessary Conversations. I'm so excited to have you joining me today. Today, I want to talk about self-accountability. It's not too late to start again. Let's get started. Today, I want to talk to the part of you that knows that you could have shown up differently, but also knows that you're trying. Self-accountability has a way of feeling uncomfortable because it asks us to be honest, not perfect, but honest. And for a lot of people, honesty feels harder than starting over. If you've been carrying guilt about what you didn't do, the habits you dropped, or the version of yourself you said you'd be by now, this episode is for you. Not to pressure you or to call you out, but to remind you that awareness is not failure. It's the beginning. Self-accountability doesn't mean belittling yourself, beating yourself up for falling short or for missing the mark. It means choosing to take responsibility with compassion, to stop avoiding where you are and start believing that starting over is an option right now at this very moment. So if you've been waiting for the right moment, the right mindset, or a clean slate, let this be your reminder. It's not too late to start over. You don't have to do it perfectly. You just have to be willing to begin. You know, this is the month of February. Today is actually February 10th. And I know for some people that date feels kind of daunting, kind of heavy. Because January came in loud with goals and promises, motivation, vision boards. This is my year kind of energy. And now, well, things have gotten a little quieter, maybe messier. And maybe some things are unfinished. But if you're listening to this and thinking, well, Daryl, listen, I've already messed up. I didn't even start. Or I was only consistent for like a week. I want you to pause, take a deep breath, and I want you to pat yourself on the back for even trying. You see, we're living in the world where if you don't see it on social media, it didn't happen. If there's no picture, there's no proof. But the reality is, for all of us, life is lifing. But even though life is lifing, you still have to foster self-accountability. You see, it's about discipline. It's about productivity. This conversation is not about pressure or punishment, but it is about moving you from where you are to where you need to be. And if no one has told you this yet, you're not behind. You're not late. You're still here. And if you're still here, that means that you have another opportunity to get back on track. You see, when we think about accountability, somewhere along the way, that word has gotten a bad reputation. When we hear the word accountability, we immediately think criticism, consequences, embarrassment. Or we think somebody's pointing out what we didn't do. So instead of accountability feeling supportive, it feels like exposure. Like, if I look too closely, I'll have to admit I didn't follow through. And the truth is, that's why a lot of us avoid it. We stop checking our calendars. We stop looking at the vision boards. We stop dreaming. We stop tracking our progress. Not because we don't care, but because we care too much. And here's the truth we don't often talk about. Avoiding accountability does not protect your peace. It delays it. Accountability is not about punishment. It's about awareness. It's simply the moment you say, this is where I am. Now what? No drama, no shame, no character assassination, just honesty. Speaking of honesty, let me be honest with you. There have been times in my own life where I've set goals that I really believed in, things that I was genuinely excited and passionate about. And then somewhere along the way, I quietly stopped them. No announcement. I just drifted. The reason why I just drifted is because I allowed competing priorities to get in the way. If you were with me in episode 1 of season 3, I shared with you the importance of allowing this year to be your year. I talked about the importance of allowing this year to be the year of you. Not in a self-aggrandizing way, not in a puffed up way, not in an arrogant way, but in a way that causes you to remember that you are a priority just like everybody else. And the reality is, for me, I have been guilty of supporting everybody else's vision and putting my vision on the back burner. So I begin to tell myself things like, I'll start next month, or I just need this to kind of slow down before I start that, or you'll get to it when you can. But the moment that changed everything for me wasn't when I suddenly became disciplined. It was when I said, Daryl, you told yourself that you were going to put yourself first this year. Why didn't you follow through? You told yourself that you were going to do this and do that. Let's talk about why you didn't. Let me pause for a second and ask you to do the same. You see, the reality is you told yourself that you were going to do this and do that this year. And here it is, the 10th of February. And some way, somehow, you've fallen off. You stopped. Now listen, this is not about calling you out, but this is about calling you up. And I want to encourage you to identify what are the issues and the barriers causing you not to really do what you said that you were going to do. This is not about being harsh. It's about asking yourself the hard questions so that you won't continue to avoid what you've been avoiding. You see, the truth is, falling off is not failing. Pausing doesn't erase effort, and inconsistency does not mean that you're incapable. Listen, life happens. Priorities shift, but somewhere along the line, we decided that if we can't do something consistently, we shouldn't do it at all. And that mindset, that's what actually keeps people stuck. So progress is not about never stopping, but progress is about returning. Because someone needs to hear this today, let me say it again. The win is not staying perfect. The win is coming back. Even if it's slower, even if it looks different, even if it's later than you planned, you can still win. So let's talk about accountability that actually works, the kind you don't run from. The first thing that I want you to consider doing is reducing the expectation. You see, a lot of times we place unrealistic expectations on ourselves and feel convicted when we're unable to fulfill what we have put on ourselves. If the commitment feels too heavy, it is too big. You don't need an hour. Maybe you just need 5 minutes. You don't need a full routine. You just need one small action. Consistency is built on doable, not impressive. Let me say that again. Consistency is built on doable, not impressive. In other words, the only way that you're able to be consistent is when you master what you are able to do, not when you master what sounds impressive to you. The second thing that I want you to do is have regular check-ins without judgment. Instead of asking, what's wrong with me? Ask, what got in the way? What is competing for my time, my energy? And then number three, I want you to begin to anchor that accountability to identity. In other words, take ownership for your accountability, not the outcomes. Instead of saying to yourself, I failed again, I'll never accomplish this, I want you to begin to say to yourself, I am someone who tries. I am someone who has the capacity to do exactly what I said that I will do. You see, that shift in communication matters more than you think, because accountability begins to stick when it feels safe. Let's step back for just a second. It's February 10th. It's not April, not July, and not December. 10 days into the second month of the year does not have to define your year. Most real growth doesn't start with fireworks. It doesn't start with a loud announcement. It starts quietly with one honest moment, one small decision. Imagine listening back to this episode months from now and then remembering to yourself, you know what? I didn't get it right when I started, but remembering that this was the moment that you didn't quit on yourself. The future you isn't asking for perfection. The future you is asking you not to give up, to try, to put yourself first. I want to give you a few questions. You don't need to answer them all. Just let them sit for a second. What's one thing you've been avoiding because you're afraid to face it? What's one promise you could keep this week, small enough that you won't avoid it? And what would accountability look like if it felt kind and compassionate instead of harsh? You don't need to fix everything. You just need to tell yourself the truth and then take the right step. So if you feel like you kind of lost your way, I want to give you 10 steps to get back on track. Number one, pause and tell yourself the truth. If you're going to talk about self-accountability, accountability starts with the truth, not the harsh version, the honest one. Admit where you are without adding judgment, because awareness is the reset. If you know better, you'll do better. Number two, forgive the gap. What do you mean by forgive the gap? In other words, release the guilt about the time you lost. You can't move forward while you're dragging yesterday behind you. Number three, stop trying to catch up. You don't need to make up for anything. Start from today, not from where you think you should be. Number four, shrink the goal. Make the next step so small that it feels almost too easy. You see, momentum loves simplicity. If you can accomplish number one, you can get to number two. If you can accomplish number two, you can get to number three. But if number one is so mammoth that it's impossible to complete, you'll never get to number two, and then you'll never get to number three. Number five, choose one priority, not 10. Focus beats intensity any day. One consistent action is better than scattered effort. Let me say that again. One consistent action is better than scattered effort. It is important that you reduce your list to one priority and not 10. Number six, create a realistic rhythm. Build habits that fit your real life, not your ideal life. You see, ideally, you'd love to accomplish everything on your list. But in reality, you have children, you have a job, you have other priorities, and accomplishing everything on your list right now is not ideal. You see, the truth is, sustainability is greater than perfection. Do what you can sustain. But then number seven, identify and remove one obstacle. Ask yourself, what's making this harder than it needs to be? And then simplify it. Because the reality is, for many of us, it's one thing standing in the way of goal progression. What's making this harder than it needs to be? And whatever it is, simplify it. Here's what I want you to do. Number eight, check in weekly. Who are you checking in with? You're checking in with yourself. Just like you have meetings at work with others about various projects, have a weekly meeting with yourself. Self, what are we accomplishing this week? What are we doing this week? Check in with yourself. But then number nine, talk to yourself like somebody you care about. If you wouldn't be nasty and mean to someone else when they're trying, don't be nasty and mean to yourself when you know that you're trying. The tone you use with yourself matters just as much, if not more, as the tone you use when you're talking to somebody else. Encouragement fuels consistency more than criticism. And then number 10, start again immediately. Don't wait for Monday. Whenever you hear this episode, start now. Listen, if no one has told you this today, let me be the one. You can do this. You're smart. You're intelligent. You're not lazy. You're not failing. You're human. And you're still becoming. You don't need a new month. You don't need a new start. You just need to start. This is your moment. And I want you to know I'm proud of you. You can do it. And I believe you can do it today. Self-accountability is not fun, but it is necessary. It's not too late to start again, but you do have to start. Until next time, I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Necessary Conversations with Daryl M. Taliaferro. Follow us on social media at Necessary Conversations Podcast. Join the conversation by leaving a message on our website, necessaryconversationspodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you'll be notified every time a new one drops. Now, go have the conversations you need to have with the people you need to have them with.